Melvin Jones, 11-30-60, 228-25. 64-year-old fellow walks in because he's concerned about a left hip growth. It looks like a fungating large skin growth that has is ignored for years, period. In the paragraph, he also says, oh, by the way, I've been having chest pain, shortness of breath, headache, dizziness. His blood pressure was 207 over 130 here in the urgent care office. His EKG is abnormal with peak T waves consistent with ischemia. His bedside echocardiogram is totally abnormal, period. In the paragraph, he's now being sent to the emergency room for further care after he was treated with clonidine 0.2 milligram. Copy of his EKG and the workup was sent with the patient. Medications, none. COVID immunization, none. He says that he had COVID a couple of years ago. He was told he had high blood pressure, but he has been ignoring it despite his symptoms. Surgery, had some kind of left arm surgery. Social, he drinks at least 3 or 4 beers a day. He smokes pot from time to time. He's not a tobacco smoker. He's married. He's from Cleveland. He's a forklift driver. Family history, positive for hypertension, stroke. Review of system, dizziness, headache, chest pain, some shortness of breath, no nausea, vomiting, no hematemesis, no hematochezia, no seizure, convulsion, allergy, none, period. Blood pressure is 207 over 130, pulse 63, respiration 2098.498, 254 pounds. Heart positive, home positive, S2. Skin shows no rash, oral mucosa with anlesion, neurological non-focal. EKG abnormal with a peak T wave, as I mentioned. Echocardiogram very abnormal with a low ejection fraction. What else do I need to tell you? He's having leg pain and arm pain, but there's no evidence of DD2 or PVD present at this time. Also, his carotid shows evidence of plaque-like formation. In both carotids, he most likely would benefit from a CTA. His liver shows fatty liver. His kidneys appear normal. This does not appear to be renal vascular hypertension. Upper extremities are within normal limits despite his pain, multifactorial. Findings discussed with patient and wife. They're going to the emergency room right away. His wife is driving. He did not want to be transferred via ambulance. Thank you.